Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. In tonight's episode, I'm going to be discussing the importance of the resurrection. And we're going to look at the resurrection from the perspective of what it means for a postmodern society such as it is. In Genesis 3, we have a very pivotal event occur, and this event had to do with what has historically been called the fall of man, or the fall of the Adam. And also, another entity is introduced to us in Genesis 3, and he is the Nakesh. He is a shining one, and we come in on this conversation he is having with the Isha, and he is glowing, he is astute, he is well trained, and she is taken out of her element, as it were, and her attempt to converse with this marvelous and yet virulent personality. And so, you know the narrative, you know the story, you know what happened, and God provided salvation for this first couple. And whereas they had made provision for themselves through making aprons to cover their nakedness, God provided another way, and that is a life would be taken, and animal would be sacrificed to clothe them. And so a life had to be sacrificed, blood had to be shed, to make a covering or coverings for Ish and Isha. And so we have this very powerful symbolism introduced into the narrative history of salvation. And so we are also told that God will provide salvation at a point in history for all of mankind through his Son, who would come, and he, the one, who would once again bring salvation for all mankind. From that point on in Genesis 3, it was the career of the Nakesh, who is also the Satan, to destroy that seed, to keep that seed from coming. He knew the tribe, he would come through the tribe of Judah, he knew the family line, and so in the book of Jeremiah, we read about a family line. The family line to which Yeshua HaMashiach would come was cursed. The line of Kaniah was cursed. And so when we move to the New Testament in Matthew's Gospel, we have a genealogy, and also in Luke's Gospel. In Matthew's Gospel, we have the genealogy of Joseph. In Luke's Gospel, we have the genealogy of Miriam. And so because the line of Kaniah was cursed, Joseph was in that royal family line. Please keep in mind that both Yosef and Miriam were royals. And so because the Messiah could not come to the cursed line of Kaniah, who and Yosef was in that family line, Jesus could not inherit the throne of Judah. He comes through the line of Heli, and Miriam is in his family line, and so Yeshua HaMashiach comes through her line, in the Gospel of Luke. The devil made his career to try to destroy that family line, those family lines. Then Herod, learning the approximate area and approximate time where he could find the baby so that he could destroy him, sent out soldiers with a profile to look for the young child, not the baby, the young child, in order to take his life. He was hidden until the time of his bringing forth or manifestation was allowed by God. God planned every event in the life of Yeshua HaMashiach from eternity past. This was God's archetypal plan. Our salvation was planned by God. Before, as Paul wrote in Ephesians 1, he flung down the universe into nothingness. We are in that plan. Our salvation is in God's archetypal plan. I want to read to you from Isaiah 11, beginning at verse 1, which reads, quote, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees. With his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. Justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth." And in the Hebrew, the idea of the poor represents those who bend, or those who are bowed down by misfortune. Now, unquote, that was the end of verse 4. God was very purposeful in the plan of salvation. We are a part of that plan. God is wonderful in what he has provided for us through his Son. When Jesus gave his life for us on Calvary in 33 AD, being crucified between the Sicarii or the dagger men. Fortunately, we have been told that he was crucified between two thieves. These were the Sicarii, the dagger men. These very dangerous individuals. They were assassins. Jesus shouted, "Tetelestai," or "It is finished." That means for us a completed salvation, a finished salvation. Then I have this. On the third day, he stood up out of stasis, and stood out from among the dead. There to die again. His resurrection is our victory. We have our spiritual victory. Paul writes, we are in Christ. It is the most important prepositional phrase that every position should understand. In him, in Christ, in the beloved. In him. Paul uses this prepositional phrase in his writings, upwards of 140 times. In her beautiful principles, there's a constant mention of her particular truth that God wants us to be blessed, wants us to be careful. Jesus is our blessing. Jesus is our blessed hope. It is through Jesus we have salvation out from the cover of the servant. Outside Jesus, there is no money. The devil is the king, or he is called the god of this age. The god of this chaos that is humbly that is fallen upon. That is why I call the devil's world the commonwealth of the person. Now, persons will give everything they have to be a part of this covenant of certain. But to tell you, the Bible tells us now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. The book of Revelation, we've been several times. The strings, and it was a vine. We have the presence of the divine passive, which God allowed time to execute certain events. Then a framework under the authority of God, mind you. Jesus said he would have a safe fall to the earth. Was kicked out of heaven. His pride led him down a terrible path. The resurrection of Jesus is history's exclamation point. Jesus defeated this kingdom, this world. Jesus said himself, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. If you belong to me, you are not of this world. I belong to the divine commonwealth, or what Paul calls politeuma. You're not our citizens. We have a citizenship that is with God in heaven. Paul writes, say, you and I sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have a wonderful salvation. We have a powerful salvation. Let no one dissuade you from what has been given to you through the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, there are those who try to dismiss the resurrection as myth, but we have an incredible fact supporting the resurrection of Jesus. We know that he did arise from the grave. And that is why we